here's a story from The World.
Amnesty International has named him a prisoner of conscience. On May 2nd, Cuban security officials forcibly removed artist Luis Manuel Otero Alcantara from his home in Havana, where he was carrying out a hunger strike. Otero Alcantara is the founder of the San Isidro movement. That's a group of Cuban writers, artists, and intellectuals challenging the state's claim that the Castro-led revolution eliminated racism. I'm joined now by another artist, Cuban-American Coco Fusco. She's in New York. Fusco is the author of Dangerous Moves, Performance and Politics in Cuba. Coco, what is known about the condition of Luis Manuel Otero Alcantara and where he is at this time?
Well, we know where he is. He's in the Calixto Garcia Hospital in Havana. What we don't know is exactly what his condition is or why exactly the Cuban government has decided to hold him there for now 4 weeks. Yesterday was the 4 week mark of this. There are some videos that have been issued through official channels. The first one appeared on the Facebook page of the doctor who is supposedly leading his team, in which he was sitting on a hospital bed. The doctor did most of the talking, and he just said that the medical treatment that he had received was very good and separated that from his political concerns. And there was an extremely disturbing video issued, I think it was May 19th, in which Luis Manuel looks visibly physically deteriorated, very thin, his collarbones sticking out, he looks pale, and he's with an uncle of his, and their conversation is very stilted and awkward. Luis Manuel has been incommunicado. He can't talk to anybody. They took his phone away. He can't receive phone calls. And any visitor that tries to come to the hospital, other than the uncle who has appeared on camera, thanks to state security, is turned away. And many of them have been detained by police for attempting to see him.
For many of our listeners, this is going to be the first time they've heard about Luis Manuel Otero Alcantara. Who is he?
Luis Manuel Otero Alcantara is a Cuban artist and activist. He works primarily in performance and in sculpture. Many of his pieces are responses to instances of state repression or to the generalized condition of repression that Cubans live under. He has questioned the government's fixation on tourist development and its lack of attention to the poor material conditions in which Cubans are forced to live. When a balcony fell in Old Havana on three little girls and killed them last year, he went out in a hard hat and began to do a performance in which he was marking properties in Old Havana that could possibly fall and hurt other people. He has also questioned the removal of monuments and statues of Cuban revolutionary martyrs in order to make way for the building of tourist hotels. He has been detained by Cuban police and arrested over 50 times since 2019.
Wow. Now, the group he leads is the San Isidro Movement. What is it?
The San Isidro Movement is a collective of artists, poets, musicians, and activists. It was founded in 2018, and the main reason for its founding was the establishment of a law in 2018 by the Cuban government that essentially criminalized independent cultural activity. It stipulated that nobody could engage in any kind of cultural activity that interacted with the public without prior authorization from the Cuban government. And so this law mobilized them to create the group. It's called the San Isidro Movement because the headquarters of the movement, which is Luis Manuel's home, is located in the neighborhood of San Isidro in Old Havana, just a few blocks away from where all the tourist luxury hotels that have been built recently in Old Havana are located.
There was a music video released several months ago by Cuban musicians inside Cuba and in exile. It showed a picture of Otero Alcantara. It caused a big stir. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Y eres tú mi canto de sirena, porque con tu voz se van mis penas. Y este sentimiento ya es tan viejo.
What is this video about? What are the lyrics?
Patria y vida means fatherland and life. It's basically a message to Cubans around the world and to the Cuban authorities that the Cuban people want to live in peace and harmony and freedom, and they don't want to imagine themselves as having to sacrifice their lives for a revolution that no longer has meaning to anyone. The piece has gotten 5 million hits on YouTube since it came out in February. It's circulating all over Cuba. Cubans are screaming the lyrics of the song at police when they see arrests happening on the street. The phrase Patria y Vida is being graffitied secretly at night on walls all over the island. And of course, it's considered by the government to be a counter-revolutionary act, but the song has emboldened Cubans inside Cuba to speak out against violence and repression and against the conditions that they have to live in.
What distinguishes the San Isidro movement and the plight of Luis Manuel Otero Alcántara from previous pressures against the Cuban government around censorship and other issues?
After the announcement of the law criminalizing independent cultural activity, protests from the artist sector began to grow exponentially. And there was a protest in November, on November 27th of 2020, in which over 300 artists and intellectuals had a sit-in in front of the Ministry of Culture. And since then, all of the known figures from that protest have been subjected to a range of repressive measures. But Luis has been singled out because, first of all, he is extremely outspoken. Second of all, he is a poor Black Cuban man. He is a self-taught artist. So for the government, they don't even want to recognize him as an artist. They just say that he's a marginal criminal agitator mercenary. There is a racist difference in Cuba between the way that white artists with college degrees are treated and the way that Black people without degrees are treated. So, you know, it's the combination of Luis Manuel's very open and direct confrontation with the state that is the content of so much of his work, the fact that he is a Black man, the targeting of Black men, the racist treatment of Luis Manuel because he is Black and self-taught, all of these things together explain why he has become the principal target.
Coco Fusco is a Cuban-American artist who's exhibited in Cuba and knows the artist community there well. She's also the author of Dangerous Moves, Performance and Politics in Cuba. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
From PRX.